From APM in Los Angeles, I'm Noelle King, in for Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. In one of the largest cyber thefts in history, a Russian crime ring has stolen more than a billion internet usernames and passwords. It's still unclear which businesses and individuals are affected, but with a billion stolen passwords, well, you get a sense of the odds. This is not the first time we've been confronted with how vulnerable our passwords are to theft. So why do we keep relying on them to protect us? Here to help us answer that question is Cyrus Farivar. He's a senior business editor at Ars Technica. Cyrus, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Every time there's a big cyber breach like this, and there have been a few recently, we hear, you know, the time has come to stop relying on passwords for protection. When do you think we're going to reach a tipping point in that argument?
Yeah, passwords are this sort of weird thing because they're something that needs to be simple enough that we can remember it, but complicated enough so that it's harder for hackers to sort of get at. So, you know, one solution is to use something called a password manager. So this is sort of one master password that unlocks all of your other passwords. Of course, that requires that you, again, remember the master password to your password manager. But if we want to imagine a world where we're not using any passwords at all, think of an eye scanner, an iris or a retina scanner. Think of a fingerprint scanner. Think of a, you know, in the future, a facial scanner.
So eye scans and fingerprint scanners, those are things that we see in movies. Are those things actually being used right now?
Not so much in the kind of everyday consumer level, but they're being used, you know, in very high security situations. Think banks, think, military government types of applications as well. But, you know, even the most recent iPhone that came out came with a fingerprint scanning capability so that you can unlock your phone rather than typing in a 4-digit password or something like that. It just scans your fingerprint. And the problem with that, of course, is that we all only have one set of fingerprints. If you have a password and it gets compromised, you can change it. You can't change your fingerprint.
So we've got a group of 20-something aged hackers in Russia. They have this information of a billion or more people and companies. They're already using it, and the world is still turning. Is that evidence that a situation like this sounds like a bigger deal than it actually is?
I would say no. I mean, because again, we don't know exactly what they have. I think that everyone should really consider, okay, you know, do I really need to reuse my password that I use on my bank website for my email?
All right. So it's the same old advice, which is be smart with your password and don't use it for many different things. Cyrus Farivar is a senior business editor at Ars Technica. Cyrus, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.